Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 12-team college football bracket projection was out last night. I did not watch it because I don't have ESPN.
Weird. Are we, real quick, a little deviation here. Are we standing firm on this?
I'm standing firm.
Okay. And here, to be clear, this is not a pro-YouTube stance. It's a bleep you ESPN. That's what it is for me.
And for the amount of money, it's a Disney thing. For the amount of money I've given Disney.
Disney like, Plus, Hulu,
me
ESPN.
Specifically, yeah. Like, I went to Disneyland a couple years ago, dumping money into it. I've been a Star Wars loser my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Just hook a brother up. Yeah. It should be case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
If you don't spend money at Disney, you don't get ESPN. I do. I should get ESPN.
I used to watch the fireworks on the roof of my house at Disneyland.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. But that was free. You're not giving the mouse money. Sure.
Well, I'll also say this. I've been in that park more than probably this entire building combined times 10.
Yeah, probably. I'm actually probably number two. And I'm probably pretty far ahead of people.
It's, you know, the mouse comes through here every year and they take pictures within the building. the big Disney promo that they do here with the other stations. And they're like, you want to take a picture? I'm like, I'm good. I got no mouse hatred, but took a lot of, I got a lot of those Mickey Mouse ears with my name on them in boxes at home.
The college football playoff bracket projection came out last night, and I'd like to have a nice conversation in the Big Nooner about the rest of it, but we'll stick it here with Oregon, and Tyson Alger will join us here in about 15 minutes, and we'll talk Ducks heavy this hour and a little bit in the next, so stick with us here. Oregon takes the 9 seed in it in a projection against Texas Tech, and before we get into anything, that game against Texas Tech sounds really fun.
Yeah, the first, thing I thought was I texted Dusty, and I was like, Dusty versus tortillas round two? And he's like, hey, they outlawed it. You can't throw tortillas. And I'm like,
oh, in a college football playoff game?
Brother, you better bring the riot shield.
Yeah, they throw in. So that's one thing that I love about these when they come out, is they give you this kind of like dream scenario. Whether it happens or not, none of this is probably going to be correct. But first off, I love that matchup. But I thought it was interesting that they landed at number 9, and we kind of had this conversation a little bit yesterday. And this is a quote from Mac Rhodes on the conference committee. He said, it came up when we talked about Oregon. When you look at them in the top 10, our lowest ranked in terms of record strength. And so the committee had a lot of conversations, rigorous debate and conversations about Oregon as a team. And I think there's a way that you can have your cake and eat it too in this. Oregon is a very, very, very good team. Mm-hmm. Oregon, to me, is a top 6, top 7 team in the nation. Oregon against Texas Tech, I'll take Oregon all day. Oregon against Ole Miss, well, now we start talking a little bit. You know, that's when I start to get a little wishy-washy. But Oregon is a very, very good team. But I think for all the things that I hate the College Football Playoff Selection Committee for, and I know there's a lot of listeners out there and you guys out there that are going to disagree with this, Oregon's strength of schedule is not great. It's just not.
It's their opponent's winning percentage is 47.2%.
It will be if they finish out the year strong. Their case will look great.
Okay, real quick. Let's say they went out. So that means they're gonna beat Minnesota, which whatever. But you're gonna beat Iowa and Washington on the road and USC at home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best win?
I think the best win would be USC.
Okay.
You know, and we talked about...
So your best win is going to be a home win.
It's going to be a home win against the top five offense in the nation. Mm-hmm. Maybe an after dark. I would love an after dark.
I don't.
And the...
I want to get home.
And the... Yeah, the strength of schedule, even at the end, okay.
It's still going to be...
You beat three teams in the bottom half of the top 25.
Not great. Good, not great.
And as they say in the SEC, I mean, Texas A&M deals with this right now, you can only play who's on your schedule.
Sure.
And I think a lot of the situation that makes it difficult is the Penn State win doesn't hold up anymore.
No.
And I am not somebody that thinks that's not a good win anymore. At the time, I 100% thought it was a great win.
Mm-hmm.
There's that word again, 100%. I thought that was a great win. Mm. And I actually don't live in the world that I think that's a bad win now. I think Oregon broke Penn State. I think after that, you are in a tailspin. You thought you should have won that game. You think you outplayed Oregon. You didn't, in my opinion. And you go on the road and you lay a stinker the next week. Then your quarterback goes down, your coach gets fired, and you're in complete disarray.
Sure.
But at that time, I still firmly believe Oregon's resume is solid, but the way they look at it, it's not. And I think that's okay. You're still a really, really good football team.
Yeah, and that's the thing is this Iowa game that I'm wondering about Oregon, because so in their high-profile games, you played in an overtime game against Penn State, which if you want to give Penn State credit and say that they're good then, okay. And you went in, and it was a, you know, the whiteout night game, all the national pomp and circumstance, and you kind of choked until you had Dante make a massive, massive play to Gary Bryant Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then Indiana comes into town and smacks you around. This Iowa game is going to give you the third game litmus test of, like, okay, where do you fall in this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm. We have the Indiana game. We have the Penn State game. The other games are all like, man, maybe Wisconsin, what are we doing with that? And then the other games are against teams that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
So the Iowa game to me is going to be the, okay, where does that win and where does that loss kind of fall in? Because
yeah,
if they go in there and they handle Iowa, you're going, okay, that looks better.
It's fair to say that Iowa is in the middle of what Indiana and Penn State are right now.
Right.
Talent. There's talent on all three of those teams.
Identity, coaching, all those things.
Both sides of the ball, there's talent on all three of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Iowa lie? Do they lean closer to Penn State?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they lean closer to Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And how does Oregon handle business? Back to the Indiana situation, which I think this might be where Oregon fans might have a little bit of a case against the College Football Playoff Committee, is Oregon has a chance to win that game in the final 6 minutes. Like, we talked about this after the game. Indiana was the better team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change my mind on that. I think I watched that game very vigorously. Indiana was the better team in all facets.
Mm-hmm.
But after that Mendoza pick six, I sat there and I said it on this show and I said it on my couch. Oh my God, Oregon's going to sneak this out. And that's where, if I'm an Oregon fan bitching and moaning about where they're seated in this, that's something I would bring up. Is, yeah, in the end, Indiana kind of punched you in the mouth and pulled away near in
the
end.
When you score one touchdown and have 64 yards of total offense in the second half, I don't care what the score says, the pick six be damned, you got handled.
But you were still in it. See what, that's why I mean cake and eat it,
yeah,
too.
I just look at that and I go, to your point, Indiana was very clearly the better team that
mm-hmm,
day.
Very
clearly. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The Penn State game, Oregon was the better team for most of the game.
Mm-hmm. They let him back in.
I mean,
Dan Lanning looked to Tosh Lapoy and was like, it's over.
Yeah.
We all saw that on TV. He looked at him and said, it's over, and did the over through his neck sort of thing.
Yeah. And
it was not.
No, it was
about
not.
About 10 minutes later.
And that's, you know, that's where kind of my, I was listening to Josh Payne on the way in this morning. And he kind of goes counter to the way I think about things. And it's not just with Oregon. It's just in general. His belief is some version of you crystallize the moment of when teams play. And you have to keep that in your head. And you can't really revisit that and adjust. And my whole thought process on that is you can consider what it was in that moment, but you should make adjustments. Like, we thought Florida State was really good to start the year.
New information creates new opinions.
Yeah, and like, you know, how they beat Alabama. For me now, it's a bad loss for Alabama. That's what that game is. That's a bad loss for Alabama, but that's their only loss. And the rest of their schedule, they have, you know, beaten Georgia. They've beaten four top 25 teams in a row in the SEC, all those things. Like, their schedule, like, it's a bad loss, but it's just that one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But we can say that Florida State isn't good, or as good as we thought they were. Like, we can make that adjustment. That's okay. I don't want to look like, well, you know, then, now, if you're talking about you lose to a team and then their quarterback breaks his leg,
sure.
If you're full Jordan Travis, like, who Florida State was in that year was not who they were later.
Yeah.
That's different.
And it sucks that they didn't get into the playoff, and Bama did, a very mediocre Alabama team by Saban standards. Florida State deserved to get in, but that was the argument.
Yeah.
New information creates new opinions. Are they good without Travis? And it turns out now bowl games are tough because they didn't get in the playoff and they were real pissy about it. And then nobody played and they got rolled. But it's true. I love this comment on the YouTube. They being the committee want Oregon to be able to play their way in and have a way of justifying putting them in if they do lose another game. And also the committee gave themselves an out for if they lose and they want someone else in. And I think that's a fair point. Because if Oregon does trip up in another game, then their resume is, okay, you lost to Iowa and you lost to Indiana, and your wins are lower 25 USC and UW. Does that give me enough? And maybe not. My only argument would be, then are you only going to put in one Big Ten team?
That's where it gets interesting.
Two Big Ten teams?
Because to me, the only potential for another team to do something here is and I know I'm going to sound like a homer here, is USC.
Mm.
USC is going to be favored in every single game except for the Oregon game on November 22nd. Let's say Oregon wins out until the USC game. USC wins out until the Oregon game.
Game day.
And now, yes, it will be game day. Number two, what if USC wins that game and they both finish 10-2? What do you do with Oregon and USC?
I know, because USC by eyeball test is honestly going to look worse, because I think they're going to hammer Oregon for the loss instead of praise USC for the win. And so now you're only going to put in two Big Ten teams? Boy, they ain't going to like that.
No.
They ain't going to like that at all.
I would be stunned if that's the way it played out, that USC didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and they're basically...
But you would have two 10-2 teams, though. And you'd be like, well, this team beat this team, but lost to this team, but then beat this team. Like, you start, that's where all of a sudden you start looking at resume, and then you go, okay, who's the team that we put in the top of the bracket? Who's the team we put in the at large? And it could get real messy real quick. And like, again, I'm putting out, you know, possibilities that are unlikely. I'll fully say that. But
and this is all going to play itself out and 100%. Change over the course of the year.
But by putting Oregon here, I think you hit the nail on the head. It gives them room.
Mm-hmm.
Not Oregon, the committee.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the committee to go, okay, no, they did it. We can bump them up. Or they don't, and either they're there or they get bumped to an at-large.
One little last note on this before we go to Tyson Alger. And I want to have a larger conversation about, you know, the bracket itself and the other teams that made it. But they're basically telling me by their rankings that Oregon is on the same level as Texas Tech, which I'm fine with, and Notre Dame, which is a two-loss team. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting facet. Now, there's a lot of the, well, Notre Dame's a brand, and they got to get in, and the at-large, and blah, 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 and I get that. But I find that interesting because I think Oregon and Notre Dame on a neutral field, I'll take Oregon all day on that. I think Notre Dame's playing very good football right now. I'll take Oregon.
Sure.
And I think it's interesting that they're using the eyeball test, and their eyeballs say that Oregon's very good, but not that good.
I did find it interesting that two Big 12 teams in BYU and Tech were above Oregon.
Me too.
I was like,
me too.
Because when we talked yesterday, I thought Oregon would be up higher.
Me too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.